T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm not crying about it that it happened. I hope that Mika is fine. It is the game of hockey. I just want to call out the hypocrisy that is Islander fans.
No, there is no hypocrisy.
Yes,
that play wasn't dirty.
Oh, if the roll was on the other foot, Islander fans today would be outside UBS with picket signs begging for Matt Rempe to be arrested. Come on.
Here are the words of Sean Morash. When the Pelech elbow first happened, I absolutely thought accidental and clean. Unless you're choosing to have your head up your ass when watching the replay, you see the subtle lift of the elbow by Pelech, and he clearly is anticipating Mika coming. Be fair and not an idiot. Does that sound like somebody, Tika, who isn't mad at all?
No, it sounds like someone who's misidentifying what actually happened.
And also an unhinged loser fan, yes.
Look in the mirror.
What?
Sticks
am
and
I
stones may break my bones.
Are you saying I'm an unhinged loser
yes!
fan?
Yes, you are.
Sometimes you're right. Sometimes you're right. In fact, I was very upset because
I don't even know if his elbow lifts.
Oh, it lifts. Oh, no, there's no lift.
Last second, there's a lift. There's a little chicken wing lift.
There's no lift. That's the other problem. You're making stuff up. You and your head coach are just making crap up. It's not vicious. There's no elbow lift. Mika literally skated into him and got hurt. And a lot of you guys are whining about it and finding different aspects of it to blame on the Islanders.
It looks worse because of Mika's chin. And when you get hit on the chin, it turns your whole head. So his chin hits his shoulder, not his elbow. It hits Pelech's shoulder.
Yes, but the elbow intent was still there.
I don't think so.
How many fingers
man.
Am I holding up?
Two.
You're lucky. I have 20/20 vision. I saw the elbow raise.
Well, why did you just ask me how many fingers you're holding up and they get mad when I got it right?
This is very odd, Evan. I'm very concerned for both your vision and your hearing now.
Why? You held up two fingers. I said two. What the hell's the problem?
Because luckily you said two. I was worried you weren't going to get it right because clearly you can't see things.
No,
right?
I've actually got great vision. I don't have a lot of skills in life, but one of the things, it's not even a skill. It's just I'm lucky. I got great vision. I see everything perfectly. And what I saw last night was, here's how you know you guys are unhinged. Here's the proof of this. So personally, I kind of had a weird night last night. It was my wife's birthday. I got back from work. I celebrated my wife's birthday. Everything is on DVR. Everything was put away. Ultimately decided I'm DVRing everything from last night's sports night. I go to put my son asleep, and I fall asleep. Like, that never happened. I pass out. So I woke up at 11:30 at night in a cold sweat. Like, oh, my God. Islanders-Rangers. The Met game. What the hell is going on? So I very politely get up.
You had no idea about any of them.
Not at all. I fell asleep. So I sit down. I start all of the games at the same time. I actually delayed the start of the Knick game because the Knick game started an hour later, and I didn't want any spoilers because you never know what MSG is going to flip up there. So I start the Ranger-Islander game. I start the Met game. I start the Yankee game. I start watching everything. I finished the Islander-Ranger game a little bit quicker than I did the Met game. Because it just moves faster, plus the intermissions I was able to skip.
Mm-hmm.
And when the game was over, I had my thoughts on the game. Like, I had my thoughts on what could have been a penalty with 12 seconds to go. I had my thoughts on everything I saw. And I never for a second, thought that that Adam Pelech play had any controversy. And that's the beauty of sports when you don't have filters around you, when there's no Twitter next to you, when there's no noise. There's no noise, no text, nothing. Then, when I finished all the games at 2 o'clock in the morning, I said, let me see what people think. And that's when I saw the whining. Mm. And I saw your head coach having a hissy fit in front of the audience. I saw that.
But you didn't hear it in real time. You got this through Twitter.
In real time, I thought nothing because it was a clean play.
In your own real time.
Correct.
You got it through Twitter.
I watched the hockey match in a nice, clean way.
And then you watch the reactions on Twitter.
And then an hour after I was done with the game, because the game was over hours earlier, I went on Twitter to see the reaction to the Mets, to the Yankees, just to see.
Well, you know that Twitter is just a cacophony of nonsense, right?
What? No, what about the heck? What about Laviolette? What about him? Okay. What's he?
He's just wrong. That's what coaches do.
Thank you. Okay.
That's what coaches do.
And Patrick Waugh was beautiful.
You know why he's doing that? He's setting you up for Saturday. That's all he's doing. That's literally all he's doing.
So it's like WrestleMania from night one, night two. 100%.
It's like a, I don't know, Kyle Shanahan saying, you know, this guy's going to hold because we're running this double move. Just watch it. He's going to hold.
Right.
It's a, I don't know, a quarter later. Guess what? Sometimes he gets the holding call.
On Saturday, Mika better be able to finish his story. That's all I'm saying.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.